A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover. Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Crossover. Used to only be one brand of popcorn. Now there's 100 brands of popcorn. It's Gary Sharp's show, Crossover, featuring George. Good morning.
Oh, hey.
What? Popcorn? What happened? You won something?
Okay, so this is my experiment today.
I was going to give you dap, and you...
No, I'm not looking for no dap.
You went to try to give Chi or Chai dap earlier. I saw
Bam!
That.
That's my boy right there. That's my boy Blue. It's National High Five Day. I'm not letting COVID kill the National High Five Day.
You know what killed High Five? The pound.
Screw the pound.
Which is exactly what you did.
The pound killed the High Five. Long before COVID, people were pounding. The High Five went away years ago. It's in the wave.
There's no awkwardness in the pound. But in the High Five, you get the
people get hurt, Gary. People get hurt doing the High Five.
He said, Gary.
The High Five is what made America. So, I mean, we bonded together, black, white, yellow, purple, green, with the High Five. Yeah. And now I go to High Five
people.
It all started
with Rocky and Apollo Creed. Right?
I go to High Five people in the building today, and they're like, oh, no, are you vaccinated?
It's not even as much about that. It's dangerous.
How is it dangerous?
Well, so the Saints were 7-0 back in 1990, and they scored a touchdown, and then Mr. Hebert went to the sideline and high-fived the offensive coordinator, who had a pin in his hand. And so it went through his hand, so he missed the next week. They lost to the Bears. It's dangerous. I don't high-five.
Okay. Some people that...
that might be the dumbest thing I've
Some
ever
people
heard.
Before they high-five are just stupid.
I don't like high-fiving.
The high-five does not cure stupid.
We get rid of stuff. Remember skin? Giving skin? Remember that was a big thing. Giving skin? That went away.
Give me some skin.
We got to doing pounds. We're still good with... Now we do the elbow pound.
No, I'm here to keep the high five alive.
Is that the only national day today? Sometimes there's a couple.
There's a couple of them.
There's like four.
Spiral
or five
ham
of them.
Day.
Nice.
Banana day.
Like just the banana or like banana bread?
Just banana.
Because we missed yesterday. Yesterday was National X's Day.
Oh, it sure was. Yeah.
Like, gonna give it to you?
That's what I thought too when you said
that.
I was
by
like,
the way,
what time?
You mean like the letter?
So, you know what I found on Spotify yesterday?
X's. Like you. E X E X. E S.
Okay.
You know what I found on Spotify yesterday?
Okay, so kind of like... Wait a minute, hold on.
A DMX clean playlist.
Hey, you know what? That makes sense yesterday.
Yeah,
because A-Rod and J-Lo are done.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, continue on.
National Banana
really
Day, glazed spiral ham.
Huh?
He really didn't scoop Woj over the Timberwolves?
No, that's ESPN's... Living.
They're pissed.
Yeah.
And I guess there's some like...
Because he didn't give it to him?
Yeah.
Who got it? Somebody from Fox? Who broke it? Somebody from The Athletic?
What, the news about J-Lo and A-Rod?
No, about the Minnesota Timberwolves
purchase.
It wasn't Sham.
Was it no one from ESPN?
It was no one from ESPN.
Yeah, so then it'd be Fox or The Athletic, really. I mean, that's the two
names. Yeah, they were not
Maybe
happening.
Somebody from, like, SB Nation?
You know what? It might have been somebody
Report?
Locally.
It might have been,
like, the Star Tribune.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
So it's National Banana Day, National Glaze Spiral Ham Day, Rubber Eraser Day.
I love
National banana. Tax Day.
I don't need any glaze.
National Titanic Remembrance Day. Purple Up Day.
Who?
What? And as he said, the third Thursday in April every year is National High Five Day.
What is Purple Up?
You go, hey, wherever you go today, give somebody a high five. Just for me.
Uh-uh.
Why? Wait.
I didn't do that before this.
Hey, I mean, come on. It's how we're bonding. We're back.
Like the black and white cookie?
We're back.
Hey, how about LaMarcus Aldridge retiring?
Man.
It's unfortunate.
Wow.
Just like late?
His reasoning is
irregular good. Heartbeat.
Yeah, he said family and family
that's
first.
Tough.
Yeah. Because like now he's in his head, so he wouldn't be able to give the Nets 100%.
Yeah.
Purple Up is for kids of military that are on active duty, remembering what they're dealing with as children.
As children
military.
Of...
Yep. Purple Up for Military Kids Day.
I bet they would like a high five.
Even the kids don't do high fives, man.
I don't know why.
They would look at you like, why are you putting your hand up to me?
You know what?
Like when you do this outside the window now. They're like, what the hell are you doing?
No. I almost went with the hello sign today. So
number one or number two?
So I got a question here.
What do you mean? Like this?
Huh? Hey!
Hey,
five, four, three, two, one. So you know,
he's like Janet Jackson.
You know the maybe you guys know somebody. Are there laws for the people that drive the funeral pace car?
I believe they have to follow the same laws as everyone else.
Yeah, apparently not.
You're talking about the escorts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would they have to follow the same? They get to go out in the middle of the street.
Okay.
Well, they've still got to follow.
How about
speeding,
how about when there is no funeral around? So I'm minding my own business, coming up 60th today, coming to work.
You with the lights to get in front of you, that'd be funny.
All of a sudden, like, this guy was hauling down 60th Street, headed towards Leavenworth. Okay. I bet he's probably going 75.
See, that's against the law.
So I'm like, they got the lights on the top, and I'm thinking, what is this car? And then when I see it,
it's a little Ford Escort.
I see no funeral around. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to check myself into the jerk store, and I immediately slowed down.
Mm.
I was at almost a crawl, and this guy was beside himself. And so then, to make the guy really, really uncomfortable, I slowed down because I knew when I had to turn left, he was going to go racing by me. I got my phone out like I was going to take a picture to see what his reaction was. But then he was flying down Leavenworth. Like, was he chasing a funeral? Like, did he get
maybe
a call?
Maybe he was
did
late.
Did he get a call?
Maybe
that
he was
somebody
late.
Said, hey, there's a funeral in Council Bluffs. I'll be there. I got the car.
I can tell you, I've changed my driving and anger habits over the last 2 weeks. Because this is what I think now. I think maybe somebody's like me and they're in the car with their 15-year-old and they're trying to teach them how to drive. And maybe that's why things aren't going so well. Because I've grabbed the wheel now 3 out of the last 4 days to avoid stuff.
Didn't you say you got out with the shakes?
I was, a couple days ago, I got out of the car. When he got out of the car, I was like this. Because we were driving along and this dude stopped in the middle of Dodge.
Ooh.
Because he couldn't figure out where he was going, so he just stopped.
Ooh.
And my son is like paying attention to everything else. I'm like, see those red lights in front of you? That means someone's slowing down or stopping. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know. But that means you have to stop. Stop! Nice. I grabbed the wheel.
This will not end well.
And he stopped. But I'm like, you have to understand, people around you don't really drive well. So you have to concentrate on everything around you.
Right.
Yeah, I got out of the car. I was like, ooh. Yes, by the way, yesterday we didn't do it. Yesterday we didn't do it.
You needed a day off?
I needed a day off from it, yes. I needed a day off. I don't know how people do that, man.
Why don't you just turn him over to the driver's ed instructor in the summer?
Because eventually that's going to be something we're going to do, but they say you should still do it
practice,
on regular streets with your kid out there because they get more in-class stuff than they get out actually in the car. So by the time they reach 16, yes, they passed everything, but they really can't drive. That's what they're told. I don't know what I'm told.
Those were good memes.
I have an app for it.
Dude just yelled, stop.
Stop.
Oh,
he
man.
Said, yeah, I see him. Okay.
I see him. Yeah. That means you got to stop. I don't care if he's in the middle of the street. If he stopped, you have to stop.
I think my biggest worry was, like, when I'm next to a car, like, how do I change lanes? I didn't know how that worked. Like, that worried me the most when I started to drive. Because I think I was an okay driver right away. I learned on a stick, which was...
Yeah.
Which...
That is good.
You know. Now I don't know. Do they even make those anymore?
Well, my wife wants me to call the folks over at Huber because she wants to buy a car with a stick. The only one she could find is a Jeep. She's worried about buying a Jeep because the Wranglers still have all the people breaking them easy. And so she wants something, but I can't find any. So I don't know why she wants
Pretty sure I burned a clutch out.
Oh, I, well, at least
I
one,
did
right?
too.
At least one.
I mean, that takes some coordination.
It does, especially if you have hills.
It wasn't mine. It was my buddy's. So I hills, felt terrible. Yeah. It was Holbein's.
I agree. The biggest problem we have is him staying between the lines.
Yeah.
He tends to drift a little bit to the right. And so that bothers me. Especially on a street like Leavenworth where it's not that wide. You know when you're going past Barley's or Barrett's? I'm like, dude, you got to be over.
See, you can cure a lot of that. Why don't you just buy your son a car, the car that parks itself? You don't have to worry about teaching him parallel parking?
Wow.
Well, he doesn't drive. He doesn't get to drive the minivan. He's got to drive the Pathfinder. That thing is 14 years old. That's what he drives.
Have any of you guys been in a car that'll park itself?
Yes.
What's it like?
Not a big deal. It's one button pushed. It was the, what's it called? The Malibu. The Chevy Malibu. Malibu is what I drove.
No big deal.
Hit the button, backed right in.
Weren't worried at all?
No. There was no cars around me in the back of me. There was a car in front of me. I pulled up next to that car like you're supposed to. I did it, and there was nobody behind me, though.
Let me ask you a question real quick before we head downstairs.
Podcast!
No, I'm serious. A lot of weird stats this season in a variety of sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got Burns, 30 Ks, no walks, more RBIs and runs given. Hey, I know it's your two teams. I'm going to get off of that.
Wow.
I'm going to get off of that. Twins, Cubs, I'm off of that. Curry going 11 of 16 from three. The way Rodon got his no-hitter. Like, what's the most impressive stat so far that you've seen?
Well, I think people have started to forget about Curry a little bit because the Warriors aren't one of the top teams. But the run he's on now is pretty amazing.
The last two games. Yeah.
I'll give you a better
last
one.
Last eight. He's going for almost 40.
It's a record for the last
I'll
two.
I'll give you a better one on the heels of Rodon throwing his no-no last night. We've had two no-hitters in within a week in the Major League Baseball, and they both have been interrupted out of a perfect game by a hit-by-pitch.
Yeah. And it's only happened five times in the history of baseball.
And it's two really good stories, like Joe Musgrove and Rodon are really good stories.
Yeah, Musgrove with hometown. I mean, that's his that's his squad. And Rodon has gone from, like, kind of riches to rags to riches now, right? Because last year, the contract, no contract. Remember when he was so good in college? I was telling
North Carolina State, he pitched in the College World Series.
I was just telling him that story, and he owned Carolina when he beat Ken Emanuel. And he beat him like, I don't know.
What year did North Carolina State come here?
It was like 13, I think, because we had just started together.
That's when I stopped going.
And we were upstairs, and I'm like, and we kind of thought he was more closer to Michael Roth than he was a, you know, a dominant Major League Baseball guy, right? And now he's back. He's kind of telling his story about his trunk and his core and his center. And I don't know. I was pretty happy for him because he was nasty in college.
And he was nasty last night.
I think of you as being a kind of a traditionalist.
A purist? Michael?
I would call you a purist, I think. I'm not sure. Let me ask you this. Are you okay with moving the mound back a foot?
Nope.
Thank you. Everything else I'm fine with. That one bothers me for some reason
because
in my
you
core.
Know, but you know, because I think they should allow hitters to adjust to the way baseball is played these days with the fastball, the velocity. They should allow hitters to adjust first. But when you're moving the mound back, did anybody think about injuries?
Yeah, I mean, the mechanics will change.
I mean, it's there for a reason. It's been there,
But
the hitters, that's on them to adjust. They should be adjusting.
Well,
They're the ones trying to hit a home run every swing.
The best rule is the double switch thing with the DH
starting pitchers.
I'm cool
with that one. The one that I would not want is the moving of the mound.
That's going to keep folks from wanting to get rid of starters and go with.
So there's one benefit of that. I do like that because
I do too. Kind of
the benefit might be starters get to go a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a stipulation if your starter gets hurt, you don't automatically go to the designated hitter. I'm interested in that one. Here's what's going to happen with minor league baseball. So Rob Manfred thinks he can save baseball, and he's convinced Theo Epstein that those two together can save baseball. What minor league baseball is going to become is it's going to become this ground for let's experiment with everything.
Right. It's been that way for a little while already.
But it's becoming even more because Major League Baseball controls minor league baseball now.
Right. They used that Northern League for a while. They used the Independent League for
now
a while.
Ask
them to do some things. Yeah, now the
But now it's they have control. Like those other ones were independent leagues where they suggested and the independent leagues did on their own.
Did them for them, yeah.
These are Major League Baseball saying you will do this. The mound worries me because of thinking about injuries.
Yeah, I think
like
so.
Pitchers adjusting. I'd like the
curveball breaks at a certain spot too. It breaks from 66,
it just depends on the guy.
All
right?
of a sudden,
yeah,
how's it going to change?
It's all based on 60 feet, 6
yeah,
inches.
Yeah, it's always been. Yeah, I don't know.
And you're going to do
You know, you've heard guys say, hey, you know, I'll bounce one up there at 56 feet. Now you're going to be good enough to just bounce up there at 57
and
or whatever, you
and
know?
And you move it in the middle of the year. So guys are going to 60 feet, 6 inches, and all of a sudden they're going to move it back in the last part of the season.
How much would it cost, by the way? Because I know how much it cost to do what they had to do for the Union Omaha and taking the mound and dropping it down. I know how much that costs, but how much would it cost just to simply have to move all that?
It's gonna cost a bit, and it's gonna
labor,
look odd.
Dirt, whatever.
I mean, you know, what if you have an all turf field?
Yeah, exactly. And it's already cut up. The cutout's already labeled where it needs to be, right?
But Major League Baseball doesn't care about that. They're just that you're gonna experiment for us. They don't. Here's the thing, that the unfortunate thing: fans going to the ballpark will still get the same experience going to minor league games. Major League Baseball doesn't care about the minors anymore. They care about you got a place to house the players and then send them up to us. We don't care about anything else, but we're going to take a good portion of your revenue. It's a terrible relationship. Fans won't notice it, but the people that work in minor league baseball, they're going to feel it. And you know, I'm very curious with AAA this year is the size of the bases, if that actually does increase stolen bases. Because remember, all of us, when we were growing up around the game, Ricky Henderson would steal 100, and we'd go, wow, who's next to steal 100?
Right.
Now, can you ever in the rest of your lifetime imagine a guy stealing 100 bases?
No, I don't think you can hit a team together to do it. It just doesn't happen.
Trey Turner, maybe.
But not like even.
Well, minus score. Even get four, I think 41 was the total they predicted. 41 was the total, and he's one of the fastest guys in baseball.
I mean, Merrifield steals 40, and you go, wow. Mm-hmm. And you think, well, he's still got 60 to go to catch, you know, which used to be that cool 100 mark.
Who's the Hamilton?
How fun are they to watch?
They're good.
You're
saying Billy Hamilton?
Yes, I mean, this guy with all that speed.
Because in the minors, he would steal 100 bases in a year. Right. And then he got to the majors, and they're like, that's not part of our strategy.
It's not very
anymore.
Efficient for us, sorry.
I mean, there were some teams, I remember, like the Red Sox would never steal bases.
Right, and then they stole one in order to win a damn World Series.
Dave Roberts had the most important stolen base in the history of the organization.
Yeah. Yep. That's great, guys.
What's that?
I don't know. Red Sox beat the Dodgers in the
No, it was against the Yankees, though, right?
I understand that, but why are we bringing up...
He beat the Yankees.
He
beat the Yankees.
Bringing up the Red Sox.
I'm down 3-0, which is
still
awesome.
Because Dave Roberts stole a base against the Yankees.
And Dave Roberts is now the one guy for the Dodgers.
Yeah, and you know what? He won a world title with your team. You're going to win 129 games this year.
Oh, my God.
They do have 10 already.
They're the first to 10.
Do have 10 already.
You play the Padres this weekend. They're scuttling.
That'll be interesting, although it's not as much fun without Tatis. But
he might be back Friday.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that 100%.
Yeah. All right. We'll be downstairs.
Hey,
do you guys need anything?
No, but if you guys are looking for something to do Saturday, fans are being encouraged to bring customized oars to TCF Bank Stadium to watch Minnesota Spring Game.
I'm going to go to Memorial Stadium. I'm going to go there. 215 to 445.
Customized oars?
Yeah, they collect them. So inside of
their... The fight breaks out and they're beating each other's ass with oars.
So what they do...
Can I bring Kay?
Is they collect the oars because people will like
Bobby?
Have specially
made...
Oh,
I'll believe it, yeah.
Johnny?
They put the oars up outside of the Minnesota locker room.
That's kind of cool.
And so when players come out of the locker room to walk down the tunnel.
They see the oars, yeah.
Yeah, they see the oars.
I'm still picturing a fight with a bunch of people with oars.
Well, it's...
Like mini bat night at the baseball stadium. Well, all of a sudden, fight breaks out.
No, Yankee Stadium used to have... They would give away regulation bats.
Regulation bats, yeah.
And
the mini bat fight is the one I saw.
This is what they would do at Yankee Stadium. This was the problem. So when you enter the ballpark, they'd give you your bat.
Yes.
So, you know, the bleachers at Yankee Stadium, whether the old or the new Yankee Stadium, are a zoo. People would... Get into a fight with bats.
Yes, I know.
So they eventually, I think they've done completely away with it, or they give them when you exit.
When you're
the
leaving,
gates.
That makes sense. The mini bats. I watched the fight with the mini bats in Texas, in Houston.
You know what? We need to as you guys leave the studio in your quest to keep the National High Five Day going.
Not doing it.
We also need in this country. There's a lot of things wrong in this country that we can fix single handedly. We need to bring back the mini bat. The mini bat just is not as popular as it used to be. And also,
when you bring it home, one of your bad children hits another kid with it, and all of a sudden you're in trouble.
But you know what? It teaches
Logan, them. That's you.
It's used as a lesson.
It's a lesson, all right? The kid didn't even see it coming.
It's called growth.
You see what?
He didn't grow anymore for that.
Of the bump on your noggin.
Yeah.
I mean, or okay, then you get them. We need to bring back the mini bat and bring back the plastic batting helmet.
Hey,
they have those
real quick.
In City
I know we got to go. I saw one of the. I should have purchased it, but. Remember when I was getting the doll the other day for Zoe? We walked through the outdoor toys. They had the most legit looking wiffle ball bat and ball that I had maybe
the
seen.
The fat one
ever.
Or the skinny really? One?
It looked like a real bat. It had good length. It looked at like a
Did
you know
28,
32. It had the two baseballs in there. I was like,
yeah, I like that. That's nice.
Hey, wiffle ball is coming back.
Yeah, it's still played.
It's gotta be because it.
You go
it
out
had
to,
good weight to it.
Go out to Elmwood over there. People are out there playing wiffle ball.
Well, look at you'll see pictures of people that decorate their backyard.
Yeah,
like
build
mini...
walls and stuff.
Yeah,
why don't we do that at your house? We can build like a mini Dodger stadium.
I got room back there.
Yeah.
Mini shot Vez Ravine. I don't think that'd go over
so,
well.
So you said it was a skinny bat? Because I'm not the big thumper bat.
Yes.
Well, the fat bat's for when you're really little.
Or terrible.
For the little kid, you know, he's like 3 or 4 years old.
You know? Yeah.
I had a teacher that would hit us with that. That the red bat.
Yeah. What'd you do? Go to prep?
I went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. They would hit us. He would hit you, give you like whacks.
Coach
the
Ludke on line one.
No, it'd be more Brother Mike.
Like you said, it set people straight.
All right, man. Have a show.
See you later.